escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Monday. Man, Texas is the lead story in Illinois, and Illinois is a part of it. And it's kind of interesting to watch Illinois aid and abet the Texas Democrats. Texas Democrat kind of feels like an Illinois Republican.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
They're all convening.
Not, I don't know if I love that.
We're going to talk with Jeannie Ives about the situation unfolding in Texas. Now, they're supposed to convene in Texas today, I believe, at 3 p.m. And Texas is Central Time, so that'd be 3 p.m. our time as well, to vote on a redistricting of the maps in Texas. The Democrats say, no, we don't want to do this. This is not good. The people redrawing the potential maps in Texas, I'm sure this is an accident. But Jasmine Crockett would be drawn out of her district.
She's been pretty vocal about that.
You could have just said she's been pretty vocal.
She's been pretty vocal.
Yeah.
You could just say vocal.
Vocal.
This is really interesting to observe as an Illinois downstater Republican who is in the 13th congressional district of the state of Illinois. Last time we did the census, we lost a district. We lost a representative in the House of Representatives. Now, the redistricting that is taking place in Texas involves congressional districts, correct? Because Jasmine Crockett would be affected.
Yeah.
I've been looking at Illinois gerrymandering for quite some time. It's kind of one of those things that, like, I feel like I should scream even louder about the way districts are drawn in Illinois. But then sometimes, as you all know, it feels like screaming into a void. You can scream something and it's really obviously true, but if there aren't enough people in the right positions to care, then it doesn't matter how loud you scream or how frequently you scream. But it does bring to the surface right now some frustrations that I have about the districting in the state of Illinois when Texas Democrats are saying, essentially, we're taking our ball, we're going not home, we're going to the sanctuary state of Illinois to hide there where Democrats are safe, which is really could be, forget about the land of Lincoln, just be... You know, the land of refuge for Democrats. That's kind of the way J.B. Pritzker has set up the state of Illinois to be. I was researching in the state of Illinois the way that the maps are drawn. This is something that's still, my understanding is, with the state Supreme Court. The current maps in the state of Illinois are being looked at as unlawful maps. And it's an underreported story. We've talked about it here. We're going to talk about it again soon, probably a little bit later this week. Requirements under the Illinois Constitution for districting every 10 years following the census, which happens on the decade. COVID was kind of a weird one. Shocker. In the following year, the Illinois General Assembly must enact legislation to redraw both legislative districts for the state Senate and representative districts for the state House. So if you look at the districts that are drawn in the state of Illinois, you always have to remember the difference between congressional districts. That's one thing. And then the General Assembly, which is made up of the state Senate and the state House. We have laws in the Illinois state constitution that say that there needs to be an equal population for legislative districts, one person, one vote, as mandated by the federal and state standards. I think that in the United States Congress, the United States House of Representatives, each vote in there is supposed to represent somewhere about 750,000 votes. So that way, that's why, is it Wyoming has a congressional district?
Yeah, because their population's too low.
Because it's tiny. For the state districts, in the Illinois state constitution, it talks about one person, one vote. There should be an equal population represented by each person who is in that state house or that state senate. So you don't want to have somebody going to Springfield in the state of Illinois representing a whole bunch of people, because then your vote is diluted if you share a representative with a whole bunch more people than someone, say, from downstate. So yes, geographically speaking, a district is going to look larger if the people are more spread out in that district. You go into Cook County and there is a condensation of people in Chicago. I will remind you, Chicago is, I think, about 65% of the population of the state of Illinois. Love it or hate it, that's the truth. 65% of Illinois resides in Cook County. The Illinois state constitution says for these state legislative positions, they should represent equal population. Districts must be contiguous and reasonably compact. The interesting thing, though, about congressional districts in the state of Illinois, for congressional districts, none of the Illinois constitutional requirements for compactness, contiguity, or nesting apply. Redistricting is done solely by the legislature and subject to the governor's veto. If the legislature fails, no commission step is triggered, unlike the state legislative process. So in the state of Illinois, they actually have different rules for the representation in the United States Congress as they standards that they have for their own state legislature. Isn't that interesting?
It almost sounds like they're weighting the scales a little bit. Now, I wouldn't accuse Illinois of doing that with gerrymandering.
I would.
It does sound like that.
We are.
To me.
So, going back to Texas, the reason why this is a big story, and yes, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to talk about the absolute abject hypocrisy of the state of Illinois and Governor Pritzker. And I'll tell you this, I we'll get to this in a little bit later in the show. I have a favor to ask of Governor Pritzker. And I've talked to some state legislators, and it's a favor that they think that in J.B. Pritzker's pursuit to be president, a favor he might grant the state of Illinois, and it has to do with school choice. But we'll talk about that later in the show. In Texas, the last election has shown a pretty significant shifting of who's voting for which party. In the state of Texas, my understanding is that a lot of the districting has been done via race. That you think birds of a feather will flock together, and that definitely seems as though something, in my opinion, would be racially unfair to, like, okay, so if you're a black person and you get districted with a bunch of black people, but you're, what if you're a black suburban person or a black urban person? What if you're a white urban person or a white rural person? I mean, you can't just say that race predicts political support, although there is one party that has been flooding billions of dollars. I said that like Dr. Evil into. Well, I'm talking about the Democrats, into making sure that your political affiliation is strictly dictated by your skin color. How dehumanizing is that? Fox News reports Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas did not hold back. I mean, is there a time where Congresswoman Crockett has held back?
Typically, when she's talking about things that affect herself, she's very selfless. But in this circumstance, I feel like she's talking
about... See, people are not going to take this show seriously now. See what you're doing to this? The reputation of this here broadcast, sullied by your foolishness.
Look, I'm just an objective
observer. It's only 12:13.
I'm just an objective observer, but I'm still coming to the same conclusion as you. That's what's amazing.
New listeners don't understand you. Go look at the YouTube shorts. It'll explain it.
I still think in this circumstance, she's being very selfish because it's going to affect her.
She did not hold back when sharing her opinion of President Donald Trump during a progressive rally on Sunday. The firebrand congresswoman from Texas urged the Democratic Party to get aggressive against the administration at the Phoenix stop of MoveOn's Won't Back Down tour, hitting Trump with the obscene description in the process. Quote, listen, Donald Trump is a piece of... sugar. That's not what she said.
Ew.
Okay, we know that. Are there Republicans who are speaking like that? There probably are.
Well, I think everybody would point to the one time that Trump dropped the F-bomb walking to the helicopter recently about Israel and Gaza.
That's different, though.
But I can't hear, they don't know
what the heck they're doing outside of the auto-tune rap that was put together, which was fantastic. Fox News reports Crockett joined fellow Democratic lawmakers, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, he's a winner, and Representative Ansari from Arizona for the rally held by political advocacy group to inspire voters ahead of the next year's midterm election. So here's what Texas did. The Texas Democrats, you need to have, I think, 100 people to have a quorum in the legislature. The Democrats said, we're leaving the state. Where can we go and be safe? Let's go to Illinois. We'll be safe in Illinois. We'll be safe in DuPage County. DuPage County used to be a red county in northern Illinois, and the Democrats have successfully turned that into a blue county, which J.B. Pritzker affectionately and very proudly called Blue Page County in the last cycle of the election. Jeanne Ives is in DuPage County. Jeanne Ives challenged Bruce Rauner's probably the last actual, well... I don't want to put that on Darren Bailey. Darren Bailey is certainly a strong Republican, but Jeanne Ives was pretty fearless in her challenging of Bruce Rauner as the Republican in the primary and lost by, I think, about 2% in the primary to a sitting Republican governor. And the amount of money that Bruce Rauner spent compared to Jeanne Ives per vote that he got was just absolutely ridiculous. And then he got, Bruce Rauner got so trounced in 2018. I hate to tell this story again. I was in here doing live coverage on election night in 2018 when J.B. Pritzker was running for his first term in office. I did not make it in the door around to the microphone I'm standing at right now before they called state of Illinois for J.B. Pritzker. Bruce Rauner lost re-election. The Texas Democrats have gone to Illinois to avoid the Texas legislature from being able to convene because they will not have a quorum. Now, Governor Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton in the state of Texas have decided and very much so vocalized that they will do everything in their power to punish the Democrats who choose not to show up to do their duty. What kind of legal ramifications do they have? They've got a lot of things at their fingertips they are going to try, and they're going to try everything. Will the Democrats show up and do their job this afternoon? I don't see how they could possibly... You can't flee to Illinois on Sunday night and then come back at Monday at 3 and be like, okay. You can't do that.
I just want a job.
I just want to do my job. I just want to... Is this the commie voice? I mean...
It's a cross... contamination.
What? I can't do it. I can't do Texan commie.
It's, yeah, it's,
you do Texan,
it's upscale comedy,
y'all.
Along with like dumb.
Well, speaking of the state legislator Democrats in Texas, Illinois is providing refuge for these people. And folks, if you've looked at the maps in the state of Illinois, that's where I too would go if I wanted to learn how to screw the people of the state with the maps that you draw. We're going to cover this story throughout the course of the day. Jeanne Ives is going to be with us at 1 o'clock, right at the top of the hour. And we're going to talk to her about the gross irresponsibility of Illinois Democrats and their drawing of the maps. But then certainly as well, we're going to talk to her about the Texas Democrats and what J.B. Pritzker's role is in all of this. Remember, that guy wants to be president, but not after running for his third term of governor in the state of Illinois. What? No kings? Who? Where? When? Huh? Hmm. emperor.
No, thanks.
No?
None of that.
Yeah, emperors are big on giving you that choice. It doesn't seem like that's the case. He's definitely going to do his best to stay in power, but he wants that Oval Office. He wants it bad. All right, Ryan Schmelz is going to give us an update on Capitol Hill, that one in Washington, D.C., when we come back next. Did the president get his appointments through? Is there a plan? Is everybody playing nice? Folks, it's Congress. Ryan Schmelz next. All day long, I can catch
catfish from... Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Look, we've got some pending judges, we've got pending U.S. attorneys, ambassadors, division directors, assistant secretaries, undersecretaries. Got about 150 people, Larry, who were teed up out of committee on the Senate calendar, on the docket to be voted on, and who we need to confirm. Because if we don't get them confirmed, you know what happens. The deep state retains control. Now, it's one thing if this happens under a Democrat president. The Democrat president doesn't get the Democrat nominees confirmed, Democrats still run the show because Democrats run the career civil servant ranks across the board. The deep state bureaucrats, you might say, they're overwhelmingly Democrat. But when a Republican's in power, these are real stakes, and we can't just leave town before taking care of these nominations.
But is that exactly what they did? That's Utah Senator Mike Lee talking about these appointments that haven't been approved yet by the Senate. And are they on recess now? Does that mean nothing is happening on Capitol Hill? Well, let's ask our friend Ryan Schmelz. He's the guy who knows. Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Are you on recess right now? Or are you out playing on the monkey bars, just not doing anything?
No comment. No comment.
Fair. So what does recess mean right now for Capitol Hill?
It means everyone can breathe and, you know, we don't have to worry about people fighting and doing all that crazy stuff that happens on the Hill all the time. So it's a much-needed recess, but of course, you know, when August happens, Chad Pergen calls it the Ides of August. You know, the weirdest news stories happen this month. But, you know, you got some things like Nancy Mace, now she's running for governor of South Carolina today. You get a lot of campaign stuff. And, of course, there's going to be a ton of town halls that'll probably make some news here and there, too. But overall, it gets a little bit quieter on campus here.
So when Senator Mike Lee was talking there with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business, there's a lot of discussion that was happening last week about the need to get some of these nominations from the president's judicial nominees approved and through the process. What is the holdup here? What was the president? He got kind of fiery with some of his language this week. And I think he said that tell the Democrats to, in his words, go to hell if they're not going to participate. Yeah. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. So, well, the way that it's kind of been stalled out is that Republicans have to pretty much bring one person up at a time and go through an entire vote series. And they have to, you know, go in and out of debate and in and out of legislative sessions. So all these procedural hurdles have to happen. And it ends up becoming a pretty slow process just to get one person confirmed. And Thune decided he was going to keep them there as long as possible to get as many of them confirmed as possible. And eventually they tried to cut a deal with the Democrats to, you know, kind of speed up the confirmation for some of these less controversial nominees, the ones that had bipartisan votes, the ones that were kind of going to be either unanimous or get the majority of votes from both senators on the Republican and Democrat side. And Democrats in many ways wanted to secure certain funding guarantees or to rescind some funding cuts that had happened under the either Doge or just the Trump administration in general. And the Republicans weren't going to budge on that. And that's what really riled the current president up, was that, you know, he felt the Democrats were trying to in many ways extort the Republicans here. And so President Trump fired off some pretty harsh words for them on Truth Social over the weekend. And eventually they did decide to leave town for the August recess. But they did actually kind of accomplish one thing that stood out, which is that they got one of the first three appropriations bills passed. And I believe that's the first time the Senate's done that in a number of decades.
Hmm. Yeah, well, so there is some progress there. I mean, is it truly what Senator Lee was saying is, you know, the Democrats have such a firm control on the bureaucratic function of the government that if there is a slow walking of these types of approvals of these nominees, that they still kind of get things to go their way, that Republicans have to take a really aggressive stance against this in order for them to be able to utilize the majority that they do have. Otherwise, the kind of the status quo is the way the Democrats like it. Is there, I mean, is recess recess? They're not going to be back until the end of the August recess. Can they get called back?
I mean, I guess they technically could get called back, but they're probably not going to until, you know, the next, until September when they're scheduled to come back. But, you know, I think what Senator Lee is pointing to there is that you still have a lot of people who were probably hired underneath the Biden administration who in many ways are in these positions because President Trump hasn't been able to get his nominees confirmed. Now, you know, a lot of the folks from the Biden administration did resign or left office, so it's been a lot of acting secretaries in the meantime. So it's kind of, there's a lot of ways to read it right now, but President Trump has gotten a good amount of his nominees confirmed. Just you have a lot of these maybe not as high profile positions that are still out there that are just taking a very long time to do.
Hey, Ryan, this is Ryan. That's actually exactly what I was going to ask you, is what's left? It doesn't seem like this is the biggest appointment. So I know people are really, you know, kind of, if you're really plugged into politics, you're following this. But if it's not really consequential people, how much of an impact is this going to have?
Well, I think it gets to a point where it's so many people that it just is a problem, and you want to get these spots filled. And there are some really key ones that need to be filled still. I mean, President Trump has not filled his NASA administrator position. I don't even think he's nominated anybody for that one. Because remember, that position fell through during the Elon Musk drama. And, you know, he still doesn't have an ambassador to the United Nations. Michael Waltz is still going through the process with that. But I don't even think he was ready to go to the floor yet. So that was kind of that probably wouldn't have been resolved even if they got most of these people through last week. But, you know, a lot of U.S. attorney positions, some judicial nominees as well. It depends on how much value you put in these positions. But, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that the president would rather have his people there rather than somebody else's people.
Sure. He was upset by it. Ryan, one other question. I saw reported that maybe there was some rules changes in the works here where they might be, after the recess, able to start confirming groups of nominations where they couldn't do that before. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so what happened with that was that, yes, there was temptation, I think a little bit of pressure on Leader Thune to ultimately go nuclear here, and change the rules so that he would be able to confirm as many of these nominees as possible. But whenever you do that, there is always the fear that you are breaking a precedent that's going to not work out in your favor down the road. And you saw that happen with Harry Reid when he threw out the nuclear option to get one of President Obama's judicial nominees through, and eventually that ended up leading to President Trump confirming three Supreme Court justices with 50 votes. So Thune ultimately opted not to do that, but what the update we have is that they're going to consider doing that again when they come back in September if they can't reach a deal with the Democrats.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, of course, the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Please follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Last question before we let you go. I want to give you the opportunity to kind of give us the lay of the land right now. The Epstein files is a conversation that continues, certainly among our listeners. People are still interested in what's going on, and it's become a bit of a political football. It kind of feels like both sides definitely want things to be released, but it's like we want it to be released more. So what is who's asking for what right now? Who are the players in the Epstein files? Who's waiting on what? What can you tell us?
I mean, I would say the big thing to watch for with that right now is just to see what the Attorney General and the Department of Justice ultimately do with these grand jury documents, you know, because Congress isn't going to be able to vote on anything until they come back. So it's kind of just a waiting game and seeing what the Department of Justice ultimately does when it comes to releasing the documents they've said they're going to release. And right now it sounds like they're going through redactions and making sure there's no sensitive victim information or addresses that are put in there. So you got thousands of pages to comb through that you've got to really make sure don't put anybody else at risk who's innocent in this case. So it seems like that's going to take some time. And that's where you see Republicans saying, give the president time, give the Department of Justice time, let them do this the right way. But for some people, that's not a good enough answer. And then they want this released quicker for transparency's sake.
So, Ryan, just to be clear, are there Republicans calling, are there any Republicans congressionally that are saying, no, we don't want these files to be released?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think anybody's out there saying absolutely not. This is a done deal. Let's just ignore this now. I think most of the people who are defending President Trump are saying, hey, look, just let the Department of Justice do what they're supposed to do. Let them do this the right way and just be patient. It's going to get out there at some point.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the update on that. Ryan, I hope you have a wonderful August recess on the merry-go-round and the monkey bars, which is what we think that everybody's doing right now, even though we know, of course, that's not actually the case. We're always grateful for your insight. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye. It's kind of crappy that it's August already.
Yeah, it is kind of crappy. It means that summer's... Why does August mean summer's almost over? It did not used to mean that when we were kids. We used to get into school later.
It's the locusts chirping in the like golden hour of late summer that makes me still go, oh, back to school. Mm,
really?
But my whole house goes back to school. And then I don't.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm kind of like...
I'm not. I hate it when they all go back to school.
Well, I do too. But I don't get the high of the countdown.
I don't either.
To be out like everybody else, but then you realize that your spouse is at home like taking care of business.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fantastic.
It's the best. Summer's the best.
The kids get a little bit older. It's a little bit less of a responsibility at home to like, okay, now they can actually help you. I think my kids want to go back to school so they can stop working all day.
Probably.
They just all they think they do is clean. And I'm like, guys, don't make a mess.
Who's making the mess?
Don't make a mess. All right, let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner. We're going to talk about this. Everybody's been discussing it. It is a national story now. There was a MAGA hat at a St. Louis City soccer game. Well, at least for a little bit until it was escorted out of the stadium. The YouTube poll for today, and I did peek at the results, and wow. You can go check them out as well after you vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? Yes or no?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll: should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? Yes or no? The question is: should people be able to? Not do you recommend that they do? Before we get to the details and of this specific question, is it different to wear a MAGA hat out and about post-election, in Donald Trump's second term of his presidency? Is it different to wear it now than it was to wear it before?
Like just socially.
In 2024, before the election happened, you got a campaign going on. Is it different to show up in an apolitical place with political gear on now than it was when the campaign was still hot?
Yeah, it's saying something a little different. I think in 2024, you were being very bold. Now you are being a little braggadocious. So it's just saying.
Neither of which are prohibited in the First Amendment.
No. And in fact, if you're wearing one now, you probably were wearing one in 2024. Mm-hmm, yeah. So the meaning of it has changed because the election has happened, but the hat is the same. It's probably literally the same hat as you had for maybe even 10 years now.
Unless you wore your other one out and you needed to get a new one. So this story is a national story now. This man who we're going to play some audio here a little bit later in the show, because Mark Cox was one of the first people to have, if not the first person, to have this individual on his show last Friday. And very, very interesting to understand a little bit of the background of this story. Originally, he posts this video to his social media. This man was at a St. Louis City soccer game. Now, have you ever been to a St. Louis City soccer game?
Mm-hmm.
Have you, Brad?
Yeah, I've been to two of them.
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
Ryan, you're a soccer family.
Yeah, we've become that. Yeah, the games are fun. I mean, we were playing soccer before City was here.
Right.
And so we got to see the evolution of the stadium and, you know, the whole process of getting a team. It's been a good process.
So this is a little bit of what was... This is a little bit of the video that made this become a national story. This guy was pretty smart to video this situation. Because if he doesn't video this and he's just telling a story, it does not get the types of legs that it has now.
Hey, no, I just want to make sure. I'm Michael Weitzel. I'm being asked to leave by the police because of Donald Trump.
Hey, I'm a Donald Trump.
Trump, dude.
I'm a man. Yes, yeah. I am. So I just want all these coppers, you got to deal with them begging, but they don't want any kind of political.
So first of all, if you haven't seen this video yet, we're gonna go through it here a little bit, but I do have. Do you have sympathy for this officer?
He's in a bad spot.
He reiterates over and over and over again, I'm a Trump guy. And what he said right there to Michael is, they don't do political paraphernalia. They don't want political stuff in the stadium. Now, I've never myself been to a city game. I have not made it a secret. I don't enjoy soccer. Now, I've been told that even if you don't enjoy soccer, that I will still enjoy a St. Louis City game. I have my doubts. but I also don't have the time in my schedule right now to, like, I'm not bored. I'm not a bored person. I'm not looking for things to do. Nobody has come up to me and been like, here are great seats. You need to go experience this. It's free. You've got no reason to say no. That hasn't happened yet, so I haven't gone. But I do respect that St. Louis is an absolute soccer bonkers city. I'm just not in that group, but that's fine. I don't disrespect that. I am hearing reports from a lot of people that there are a lot of pride things that are present at these games. Do you guys have any experience with that? Because I'm just going to put this out here before you guys respond. This is a ball on a tee for a conservative news talk person right now. I should be enraged by this. Like, all the rip and read, rip papers, throw them in the sky, shake my fists at the sky. That is the obvious path for me to go down here, but I'm just not that person in the sense that I think what St. Louis City is doing is so stupid in kicking this guy out, because they have now made this a story that I guarantee you everybody in every boardroom that exists around St. Louis City is facepalming going, we have made this into a gigantic story, and now people are having to pick sides. But in fairness to the conversation, and in acknowledgement that I'm not somebody who's sitting in these stands to you guys, are there political messages at the stadium?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's LGBTQ plus whatever flags that are being flown. Like, you heard in that video, the band playing in the background, the fans chanting. That's a fan section behind one of the goals. And behind one of the goals, there's like a huge 7-8 foot flag on a gigantic pole being swung around. And it is the pride flag with the St. Louis City logo on it. Or it might be the Fleur-de-Lis. I can't remember specifically. But it's the pride flag. It's flying. There was a game where they dropped the banner down, and the banner was an alien, and it was like, welcome here.
Like a green alien?
Yes, like a space alien, Martian alien.
Well, I think that's pretty awful.
Welcome here, as in everyone is welcome mm-hmm. here, is the point.
Yeah.
And the fans are doing that, or the stadium is doing that?
Well, it's fans in the stadium, but the fan section, those flags are approved.
But my question, I don't have a point because I'm like asking genuine questions, is that fans are sharing certainly cultural messages.
For sure.
I can't have an honest question with somebody or honest conversation with somebody who would tell me that LGBTQ stuff, you can't tell me that that's not also political. I don't think it's political for everybody who shares it, but I certainly can't. I'm not going to entertain the idea that a pride flag doesn't also have political connotations in perception. And I also would say the same thing that a MAGA hat, folks, if you wear a red hat and it doesn't have anything MAGA on it, people are like, oh, they had a red hat. Like, if you can't just go wear a red hat without dog whistling people who are triggered by red hats. That's a cultural thing too. So is a MAGA hat political? Of course it is. Is it cultural? Of course it is. Is a pride flag cultural? Of course it is. Is it political? Of course it is. Why cannot we as a society normalize the idea that you are going to be in the presence of people who don't think the way you do? And it doesn't have to ruin your day. Everything that I hear about St. Louis City games is that they are super fun to go to. Because people keep trying to persuade me. Oh, you should go. You'd love it. I know you don't like soccer, but you'd love it. Blah, blah, blah. If it's that fun, then how is it so quickly ruined by a guy wearing a red hat? And I haven't heard until this situation unfolded that there were pride things all over the place. And I'm surrounded by a lot of conservatives. And I'm surrounded by a lot of conservatives who also like soccer. I haven't had any of them come up to me and be like, I am so upset about the pride flags at the St. Louis City Games. They just move on with the soccer game. They're not obsessed with the present. They're not watching the fans in the what'd you call it? The fan section?
The fan section.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole stadium the fan section?
Lulligan?
There's an area where you can wave a lot of big flags.
Yeah.
And that's what he's...
Dress up and chant. Yeah. And
I don't know anybody who's going to St. Louis City Games and pivoting with their arms crossed and they just, you know, keep doing the like white lady foot stomp. Like, and going like this. Shift. Waiting for someone to go... Is something wrong? I just don't understand why those pride flags are there. Now, is that stuff happening? Probably. There are probably people doing that. But it hasn't materialized into a national story because one dude wears a MAGA hat and everybody loses their minds. Meanwhile, you've got pride flags going over there. What, half the people there are like, cool, that's awesome, fly your flag, literally. And the other half are like, let me just play soccer. Let me just watch soccer. The fact that the St. Louis City, like, guys, please, 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 don't pick a side. I'm not for certainly any sort of like physical intervention on the fans' part, but if you're going to wear a MAGA hat to a St. Louis City game and someone calls you a bad name, you're kind of asking for it. Because you're going into a place where you know people are going to disagree with you and you're trying to ask for feedback on it. But I guarantee you, you're going to get 10-1 fist bumps and, hey, man, like your hat. You're going to get that. But you can't wear that in there and expect that. You can't let your day be ruined by the one. But he should absolutely be wearing his hat there if he wants to be able to wear his hat there. You just get what comes to you. Why is it St. Louis City? Why are they policing the butthurt feelings of those fans that are sitting around there who see a red hat and can't handle it? All I think about with soccer is the floppers. The people who... all I think about. We now have got floppers who have come from the field and now they're in the stands and the MAGA hat guy walks by them carrying his two beers and his popcorn under his arm and then the guy four seats down goes, oh! And he falls onto the floor and he's rolling around. He's like, I'm hurt! I'm hurt! And everyone's like, oh yeah, we know you are. And I don't even know what the athletic application is here because I don't understand soccer. Cart that guy off! Go rub his shoulders. I don't give a crap about people's feelings. And if we would stop worrying about managing everybody's feelings, because I think the St. Louis City thought that they were doing the right thing here. But I'm here to tell you, I don't think you did. I think you need a change of perspective. And we need to understand societally that people are going to have their feelings hurt. And it is not our responsibility to constantly make sure that everybody feels okay. Because in doing that, you make sure that nobody feels okay. Fly the pride flag on this end of the field. Wear your MAGA hat in section 104. I don't know what the section numbers are. Just whatever. Whatever. Be libertarian about this. I wonder if St. Louis City would do it differently if they had the opportunity to. I think they would.
I do too.
Let's get to it. I want more of your thoughts on this because I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't know soccer. Did I get the flopping part right though?
Yes.
Thank you.
Spot on.
This is the only thing. There's soccer and LeBron James. We'll be right back.
Wiggins.
Oh! Monday Roundup.
Yeehaw! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
All the stories you missed from this weekend. Every single one of them.
And it's going to take 4 minutes.
Yep, 4 minutes. Here we go. Get ready. This is a wild ride.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness. All right. Ryan Schmell has mentioned it, but Nancy Mace, the congresswoman from South Carolina, has announced her intention to run for governor of South Carolina.
Scale 0 to 10. How much do you like Nancy Mace?
5.
Brad?
I'm about a 4.
I'm less than that.
Less than 4?
I think she's a distraction.
I think some of the things she does are definitely a distraction. Mm-hmm. Other times I'm like, I kind of like what you just said there. So just really middle of the road. I kind of popcorn it with her and just wait and see what happens. You think she's going to win this? She seems like she's the front runner.
I don't know who else is running.
Alan Wilson.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, then.
And she's taken a lot of shots at Alan Wilson.
Is that a Republican?
Yes. Attorney General Alan Wilson and Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett are both in the race. But to me, Nancy Mace is the bigger name.
Can a Democrat win that?
I don't think so in South Carolina.
So you win the primary, you win the thing?
I think
so. Kind of like Missouri.
I think so. So, Nancy Mace, possibly the next governor of South Carolina. Vivek Ramaswamy, possibly the next governor of Ohio. Big names. Next story is that a lightning mega flash has been recorded. It is the longest stretch of lightning ever, and it started in Kansas City.
And went to where?
Eastern Texas.
Wow.
515 miles long.
I'm calling bullcrap on that. Because if they're wrong, how do we know? It's like, you can't prove that wrong. They can make that stuff up and everybody goes, oh. This is like when a fast food restaurant's like, we're putting marshmallows on our cheeseburgers. And we're all like, oh, Burgers McChuck is putting marshmallows in their cheeseburgers. You got it. And then everybody goes, because we've been talking about Burgers McChuck. But I don't know what the lightning industry, big lightning, gets out of this.
Well, you did kind of call it. But let me jump to this next story real quick.
I can't imagine what you're about to say.
Burgers McChuck adding marshmallows to their cheeseburgers.
Oh, see? And I jumped the shark on that
you
one.
You did. I even played this whip sound effect. It didn't even matter.
Okay.
The Mega Flash stretched 515 miles long. Here's why I think you can trust it. This happened in 2017. And it took them this long to verify.
To measure it?
Complete, yeah.
They're using like they just a regular standard ruler.
They went with a really long
tape
measure.
Get halfway through and they're like, you didn't hold the spot. We got to start from the beginning.
They had a megaphone. You still over there in Kansas City? Yeah. Where are you at? Middle Oklahoma. Keep going.
Just shouting at each other. Hey.
The previous record was 477 miles across the southern United States into
Child's
the,
play.
That's what I thought. Into the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America. Thanks for this stupid CBS. But I guess back then it was Gulf of Mexico. And the American Meteorological Society says, yes, this absolutely did break the record. Thank you, Kansas City.
This is huge news.
Right. I mean, it's just cool.
This is like world-altering.
I know.
Perspective.
I know.
Thank you.
Next story, crazy out of Burgers McChuck. I was going to go back to that well, but I don't think so. George Lopez has been blocked by the LA Dodgers on all their socials because he keeps criticizing them for not speaking out against ICE in LA.
So the Dodgers are doing what the St. Louis City opted not to do, and they're just saying, we out.
This is, yeah, they're saying,
and then,
stop.
At the wrath of George Lopez. I wonder who St. Louis's George Lopez is.
Cedric the Entertainer. George, he's not involved in this story. I don't mean to mix this up. I don't mean to mix this up at all.
We don't know that about him.
George Lopez is really upset about it, too, and doing interviews about how he's been blocked by the Dodgers for criticizing them for not being woke and outspoken enough. They've chosen to stay out of it.
That's it. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm not a Dodgers fan. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.